We know it's been stressful for parents to manage their kids, their own jobs, and other responsibilities during the pandemic. But what if you're doing those things while looking for housing? FM89's Laura Satsui spoke to one Bakersfield family about what it's like to do all of that while sharing one hotel room.
On a weekday afternoon, Elvia Baez's two teenage daughters finish up their school day while her younger children, a 4- and 5-year-old, play on tablets.
Just turn it down all the way, Papa.
Elvia asks them to turn the tablets down and then points out the tight space where they've lived for 9 months.
Well, this is obviously the room that we're sleeping in, our two beds. We have a TV and across from the beds.
On the far end of the room, she opens a door.
Our bathroom and our tub, our sink, along with our kitchen pots and pans are in here. So
they keep their pots and pans in the bathroom because there is no kitchen. In the main space, they have a mini fridge, microwave, and toaster oven. Every day, they set up 2 folding tables as desks for the kids who are doing online school. Baez's older daughters are 13 and 17. They say they haven't told their friends about their situation. The 13-year-old, Ariel, put it like this.
Like, people are so judgy. I just wish they would understand where, like, other people come from.
Baez jumps in to say just last week there was a shooting on the premises and someone live-streamed the hotel guests evacuating. There were lots of comments.
They were saying like, oh, look at all those homeless people, like they're all drug addicts. And it's like, wait a minute, we're not in that situation. And I think that's where they come from. They're like, Mom, that's just not what we do. And I mean, like I said, they understand, they know our situation, but people do not, and it just sucks.
Baez says she has to stay optimistic. There isn't an alternative.
I can't let them see me worry because then they're going to stress and then they're going to panic and they're going to, it's just not going to get us anywhere.
She says it could be much worse. They could be on the streets. The family of 6 and their small dog came to the hotel last November after Baez had surgery that required putting work on hold. Her husband took some time off to care for her, and pretty soon, they were late on rent payments. They were evicted from their apartment. They've since gotten their finances in order. Her husband now has a job cleaning pools, but the eviction is its own barrier.
Before really everything hit, we had a couple places that were willing to rent to us, but then when they did the background check, the eviction shows up, so it's kind of been a little bit harder. So that's why we're looking for somebody that will private own or rent to us.
The pandemic also doesn't make the process any smoother. They have to do virtual tours of rentals instead of in person. The family has been able to stay safe from COVID-19. They wear masks and practice social distancing when they go out. But all the precautions mean the kids haven't seen their friends.
Because this whole COVID thing, I kind of do miss school, and it's kind of surprising that I'm saying it, but I do miss it.
That's 17-year-old Savannah. She's a senior this year and says it's hard knowing that she might not get her senior prom, graduation, or her last season of high school softball. She still plays on a travel team and is hoping to get a softball scholarship to California State University, Chico. Her younger sister, Ariel, says she misses playing the clarinet with the middle school marching band.
I just miss walking around the track, trying to practice for marching band, and we just can't do it anymore.
Baez says she wants school to resume in person. Then she could get a job during the day. In the meantime, they're making it work at the hotel, even though it's more costly than renting an apartment, and they're constantly looking for their future home.
We look almost every day, if not every other day. Even my kids are helping. They're on Craigslist. They're on apartments.com, they're on rent.com, everything. We're looking all the time.
She had hoped 2020 would be a better year after recovering from surgery and getting evicted. Now she's hoping 2021 will be the year things turn around. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui in Bakersfield.